So let's use that information, together with the affirmation we gave about our higher self, for a brief meditation. I invite you to close your eyes and contemplate the golden angel that lives inside. This divine energy is constantly pushing love and benevolence to you, for your life. Do you give permission to receive this pulsating energy of love and benevolence towards you? As you contemplate that golden angel, which has no face, has no form, has no shape even, it is just light and energy, you may wish to have it shapeshift just for this moment, to give it more personality, personal to you. So imagine yourself in a glowing colour of vibrant pink purple. Your entire physical body is now pulsating in a violet, pink, purplish light. And now this pink, purplish aspect of yourself pulls away from you and steps in front of you and looks at you. And you can now give this shape, identity, a personality and a face that is your higher self. It is you, an aspect of you. And it is here to enhance your life. So now that we say, yes, I am ready to have my life enhanced, let us hear more from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. So many questions about confusing things. Every single one who is listening or viewing me right now can also view or listen to the Circle of 12, which is coming a little later. So I want to make this particular channel a precursor to the Circle of 12, which you can also view and see. But there is so much more right now. You have just heard an answer from some years ago that I gave regarding a collective energy of prayer. It may be very, very complex, the answer, but let's put it this way. If you pray for someone to be healed, and what if that someone doesn't feel that they are worthy at all? In fact, what if that was what they learned from birth? They are not worthy. So they can have prayer, but God has to heal them in a certain way because they are unworthy. I will tell you right now that their filter of unworthiness will temper how much they get from the group who was praying. You knew that, didn't you? You had to know that. This balanced push and pull energy of benevolence and kindness and beauty of prayer to someone else, that someone else has to be on the receiving end. They have to be ready to catch the ball. And that ball is kindness, compassion, and healing. But if they're not ready to catch it, and they're saying, I am not worthy. I have a filter that says, this probably won't work. Didn't work for somebody else. It's not going to work for me. It probably won't work. Have you ever had this explained to you in this way? For those of you who might be in trouble right now, and you need that which is the energy from the others, I ask you, are you ready to catch that ball? Or do you deny it And you might say, no, I'm ready. I need it. I need it. I didn't ask if you needed it. I asked if you were ready to catch the ball. Tonight's channeling will be one of four and will be the prologue, you might say, for the Circle of 12 to come in just a few minutes, that all of you can watch and continue to watch. And this particular channeling and the three others that will follow this month, I am titling Conversations with an Angel. And even before we get to that angel that you may converse with, I'm going to ask you a question. What do you think about an angel? You can tell where this is going. There's going to be four messages given. But what if you're not ready to receive them? Here we go again. What is your idea of an angel? It's so interesting, is it not, that those who would listen to this and see it as a channeling and then close the door because they don't believe in channeling will still believe in angels. It's almost worldwide. Almost every organized doctrine has space in it for stories about angels. And so you ask yourself, what are they? They seem to have occurred in the sky before masters are born. They give messages. They appear to certain humans a certain way. They give very long messages. Sometimes they give an entire doctrine. Comes from an angel. Who is that angel? That particular answer might be debated over and over. Is it a master? Is it God? Is it a representation of God? Who is the angel? But no one questions the authority when they show up and give a message. What's the first thing the angels say? Fear not. Why would you fear this beautiful entity that would come down, often looking like a woman? They're not always women. Depends upon, if you've noticed, the hierarchy. By the way, if you want to take a look at the hierarchy of angeldom, that is a mirror of the hierarchy you have assigned to yourselves. You do understand that, do you not? You often mirror your own hierarchy, your own beliefs, your own who's in charge and why, and then you put it on divinity. I'll tell you about angels. They're beautiful, beautiful, multidimensional entities, if you wish to say that, with sentience, that always represent the most divine of the divine, the creative source. And when they show up, quite often it's spectacular. And that is why there's fear. You don't see a woman with a halo in a beautiful outfit. You see multidimensionality at its grandest, where things swirl around and there are lights and you don't understand it. And sometimes you feel the multidimensionality of it, which doesn't really meld with three dimension. And you feel it in the air and you're afraid. And this is why the messages have always been the same. If they were translated correctly, when an angel appears anywhere, for any reason, to any human being, they always say, don't fear me. Because part of me is part of you, and here is the message that I have. Sometimes the scripture will say that an angel will appear, and the humans fell upon their faces. They didn't kneel, they fell upon their faces. Because there was so much energy there that was divine, that they straddled themselves on the ground and were afraid. I give you this because the angels you will meet are going to be like that. But they won't frighten you. They'll come at you in a way that is so beautiful and kind and benevolent. And the first one you will meet tonight in the circle of 12, the message will be, who are you? You don't even have a question. You're not allowed a question. Because these four angels are going to give you information about you that you need to hear. In ways perhaps you think you've heard before, but not in the energy that is going to be given this night. I'll give you a hint. This first angel in the circle of 12 will come to you. You're not going to go to it. And this will be common. It's a paradigm that exists and has always existed in almost every single doctrine. You don't call for the angels. They come to you. And they come to you many times when least expected. This one you will expect. This one has a message for you. I want to tell you what the message is going to be. I'm not going to tell you how it's going to be delivered because I want you to stay tuned for that. It's beautiful. This message from this angel is going to help you catch the ball. Oh, listen to me. If you're in trouble, you need to hear this one. If you need a healing and you're expecting it to come from groups and people, how do you feel about yourself? Do you deserve it? That's the big one. That's the first one. Do you deserve the healing? Or have you been told by someone somewhere that you were born dirty, you don't deserve anything from God or from any person? How are you going to catch the ball of divinity when you don't even see it coming? How are you going to catch the ball of divinity when you don't want to know what it looks like? How are you going to catch anything when you don't even know what it's thrown or don't deserve to catch it? Those are the questions, are they not? This is the angel that's going to describe you. And you may think you've heard it before, how God sees you, how you see you, how the rest of the multidimensional world sees you that you have no idea of, how your soul sees you. I want you to stay tuned, because in just a little while, I'm going to ask you to come a little closer, and together we will cross the bridge and meet the first angel who's going to tell you how to catch the ball. I am Kryon. This is a new energy, dear ones. This is a new energy. And you're all part of it. Can't you feel it? Can't you feel it? And so it is.